Expectations are high in Egypt, where polls opened yesterday in the nation's first parliamentary elections since the ousting of President Hosni Mubarak. Christopher Wells has this report.
Millions of Egyptians turned out on Monday to vote in their first election since a popular revolt toppled longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak in February. High turnout and a peaceful atmosphere in yesterday's voting confounded fears of violence after a week of riots that left more than 40 people dead. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said the high turnout was a step in the right direction for Egypt.
This is about the Egyptian people. As we said last week, you know, as much as it's important to protest in Tahrir Square, the real future, democratic future of Egypt will be decided in the ballot box. And so as much as that message has been conveyed and the Egyptian people are now exercising their democratic right in a peaceful fashion that will lead to real democratic change in the long term for Egypt, that's a very good thing.
The Muslim Brotherhood's party and other Islamic groups are expected to do well in the parliamentary election, but the outcome is difficult to predict under a complex and unfamiliar voting system of party lists and individual candidates. Voting will be staggered over the next 6 weeks. I'm Christopher Wells.